Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Sai che sola non ti lascio mai.
Welcome, brothers of the world. Bonjour. Ciao. Guten Tag. Hello. This is the official INSA podcast in English. Hello, welcome. I am your host, Richard Hall, as always. And as I said before, it's the INSA official podcast in English. And we have a great show for you guys today. Fantastic. Fantastic times for Inter. Obviously, with Serie A, Inter in spectacular fashion, and of course as well in the Champions League. I am recording just after the 0-0 draw against Real Sociedad, and obviously our trouncing of Udinese by 4-0. And it's all good when you're in the blue and black of Inter at the moment. Can I just say, wow, San Siro at the moment is absolutely rocking, and it's been fantastic to see the atmosphere. So let me just give you an overview today of what we're going to talk about. First and foremost, I think that I'll touch on obviously the Champions League and how well we're doing. Of course, I'll touch on the squad, about the Scudetto. But there's one man that I really want to talk about today. And that is, as I call it, the signing of the summer. Okay, excuse the bad joke. Jan Sommer, our goalkeeper, who has been exceptional. And so I'm going to talk, obviously, about him, his impact in Serie A, and his impact in the race for the Scudetto. As well as that, I want to touch base, as I always do. I will never let you down with this, on a classic game that we have had. And it always correlates to a fixture that's coming up. Now, on Sunday, the 17th of December, we will face Lazio in Rome. And I've got a really good story for you about this one. And the story is of when we beat Lazio 3-2 in the Olimpico in 2018 to qualify for the Champions League. And guess what, guys? I was there that day celebrating Vecino's goal on the Curva Sud with a mixture of Inter fans and Lazio fans. I'm going to take you right back there and tell you just how that panned out. It was one of the most special moments I've had as an Inter a fan. It was absolutely spectacular. It's a moment I'll never forget, ever. It really was something that is one of those days where it will live in infamy, as the famous quote goes, because it was just such a super moment, a super time. So, without further ado, let's get on with the show. So, we have had one heck of a season. I think you will all agree. When you look at the Serie A table at this moment in time, 15 games, we've won 12. We've only drawn 2, and we lost 1. Our form is impeccable. We've scored 37 goals. We've only conceded 7, which puts our goal difference at 30. Now, bearing in mind Juventus' goal difference is at 14. Milan's is at 8. Roma's at 11. And I'll give credit to Bologna. They've done very well this season. Their goal difference is at 6. We are scoring left, right and centre. Okay, I admit. The Champions League. Okay, not so much. The last game. But that's one game. I think the last time I heard a statistic yesterday, the last time we didn't score was in the... I think it's going back into the last game of last season. So, where are we at now? I mean, we're really going strong and we obviously have Lazio coming up. But we need to talk about the Champions League. Now, last night, we need to be really honest with ourselves. Real Sociedad are a very, very, very good team. Not individually, you wouldn't look at the players. They haven't got players like Arturo Martinez. They've not got players like Turam or, you know, Hakan, who stand out completely. Nicolò Barella, Bastoni. No, but what they do, they press hard. They've got a really, really solid outfit. And they gave us a tough game. But let's talk about what I'm going to say is an unsung hero, but maybe not so much. I mean, in the realm of football, goalkeepers are often unsung heroes, and Jan Sommer is certainly no exception. I mean, the Swiss shot stopper has carved a bit of a niche for himself in world football because he's got unparalleled goalkeeping abilities that have made him such a formidable force. Now, obviously, when he was at Bayern Munich, you know, he'd already got a career under his belt, and it looked like he might be almost like playing second fiddle and seeing his career out. But Bayern actually got an incredible deal to get him in there. And they didn't want to let him go, and there's a reason for that. I mean, he's the guardian of the goalpost, and he's helped, and then it's already to top the table and to progress in the Champions League. Now, Inter finished second in the Champions League group behind Real Sociedad, as we well know, and despite the Italian media sometimes criticising Inzaghi for too much rotation, I don't agree with that at all. I think it was an exceptional move, the way he's done it. Okay, we had to come back against Benfica, but you know what? It's helped us in the race for the Scudetto, and that's really, really important. Absolutely hugely. And so, you know, look, it was almost a glorious comeback in that sense. So yeah, could we be on top of the group? I don't think it matters, because I think one thing's for sure, we are still favourites, one of the top favourites to go through to the final of the Champions League, I would say. And maybe you could call me biased, of course. I present the Inter podcast, what am I supposed to be, if I'm a fan at heart, of course. But I still think that that's a possibility. And I think that a lot of the UK media and Italian media would agree with that. And one thing's for sure, that Jan Sommer has been an absolutely huge influence on both campaigns, both in domestically and in Europe. I think that Sommer's goalkeeping prowess is, it's immediately apparent that his commanding presence on the field is there. He stands at 6'1" tall, he's imposing, his figure fills the goal. But he's got this look of confidence. I think the defenders just look and feel safe when he's there. His ability to dominate the penalty area, especially during set pieces and crosses, adds that layer of security. He organises defence well. He's vocal, but not too vocal. Very strategic with his positioning. I mean, just look at the game against Torino. His punching from crosses was superb. His ability to hold the ball was super. And he made 3 critical saves in that game that made him stand out. Personally, I think he's filled a void left by Andrea Onana. Whilst he's not having a successful time in Manchester, let's not forget he was exceptional for us. Beppe Marotta, wow, what a deal you did. Got him for free, sold him on for the money you did, and then you bring in Jan Sommer. You know, look, he's the first goalkeeper to collect at least 10 clean sheets in his first 15 Serie A matches. Jan Sommer's done amazingly well then. That, I have to add, is in the 3-point era. 3 points for a win era, and that's since 94-95. I mean, his last league game saw him shut out Udinese in that fantastic win, and he also stopped Real Sociedad from scoring as we drew 0-0 in the Champions League, a game which we must remember he excelled in the first fixture in Spain. I think one of Sommer's outstanding attributes is his acrobatic agility, and I think his lightning quick reflexes and cat-like movements make him a real formidable force, especially in one-on-one situations. If you watch him, watch when he faces those powerful shots from close range. How many times have we seen that? Gets down low really well. He makes split-second decisions, and he's got that acrobatic ability to be able to make not just one save, but a second save. And often he doesn't need to make those because he holds onto the ball so well. If you look at the acrobatic ability, look at the free kick against Empoli, when Empoli had a shot from distance, that was a superb stop. And when we talk about close range shots, just YouTube or Google, whatever you want to do, Rafael Leao in the Derby de Madonina. I mean, the list is endless for him. Look, modern goalkeepers are often expected to be really good with their feet. And in the past, whilst we had a very, very solid goalkeeper, a very traditional goalkeeper in Samir Handanovic, who was an absolute legend at the club, potentially, you know, the technical ability with his feet wasn't as good as maybe Andrea Onana's. Now Jan Sommer's come in. He's exceptional. His proficiency and his distribution is superb. He's a really crucial asset for the build-up play for Inter. His precision in both short and long-range passing allows the team to transition from attack to defence, sorry, defence to attack, and that's integral of the strategy. I think, look, we can talk on and on about Sommer and his abilities, and you know, he's, whether it's the close-range stops, the catching, which is absolutely superb, he often doesn't allow that second shot to come in. But it's his anticipation and quick reflexes make him just a formidable barrier. I think the best game potentially, and I would love people to message me if I'm wrong here, would be the game against Napoli. A few examples here was when he saved from long distance from Lobotka, who hit a superlative effort that was swerving away from him. He parried that brilliantly. There's a brave save, if you remember, on his near post from Elmas. And also a superb reaction save from an Osimhen header, which really did showcase his reactions. I think the best save in that game was the unbelievable save, a snapshot from Kadavashilia, when he got his fingertips to it just, only just, but it was brilliant in that split second. And that really did thwart that a goal for the Georgian there. But we must say that I think goalkeeping is much about mental fortitude, it's about physical prowess, and Jan Sommer exemplifies this resilience. I think whether he's facing penalty kicks or whether he's you know, pressure in high stakes matches, Sommer always looks calm and composed, like a Swiss clock. He's that sort of, he's almost like a Federer in that class and the way he plays. His ability to bounce back from setbacks, which he did in the first game, gives him the trust of his defenders. I mean, if you look at the game against Cagliari, it's quite interesting to see how his composure after a couple of shaky moments really held out. So, modern goalkeepers are obviously told to act as sweepers, and we've already mentioned the fact of how good his passing ability is. You know, incredible. And look, his abilities do transcend the traditional role of what many would call a shot stopper. He really is the all-round goalkeeper, and I know I'm waxing lyrical about Jan Sommer. I'm not saying he's perfect. I wish we'd have had him for a longer time. But, you know, look, he transcends a traditional role. Like I said before, he's got commanding presence. He's got acrobatic agility. He's got distribution. He's got shot-stopping excellence, mental resilience. He can play the sweeper keeper. And what a signing from Beppe Marotta. Just absolutely superb. I don't think we'd be where we are in the season without him. And so that's why I've spent a little bit of time just giving a little bit of a tribute to our Swiss masterpiece. So, we've talked a little bit there about the Champions League. Who knows who we're going to get? I don't think we should be scared of anybody there, because if you want to win the Champions League, you have to play the best. So I want to just flip to the next part of the show, which is something where we can relate back to games. Now, obviously, as I said before, we have Lazio this weekend. I was lucky enough, and talking about tennis players, actually, which we were, I actually saw Roger Federer. Sorry, no, I didn't. I'm lying to you. I saw a Djokovic versus Nadal in Rome back in 2018 in the ATP Tour. And the day after was the game against Lazio, which Inter had to win. It was a shootout. If you remember about who's going to be in the Champions League, and let's not forget that day, Stefan de Vrij, our wonderful centre-back, was actually playing for Lazio, but he'd already signed for Inter. And wow, that game was incredible. So to put a bit of context there, I was there with my wife at the time, my wife Rachel, still my wife, not at the time, and we'd had a fantastic weekend of sports, obviously already with the tennis, but the big game was on the Sunday night. And it was an incredible experience because for those, I'm sure you all know already, but there's a huge, I wouldn't say love affair, but there's a very amalgamation between Lazio and Inter, which the teams are on a very friendly basis. And it was incredible because it was 6,000 in the Corso del Sud. There was Lazio fans and Inter fans. And I think everyone at certain parts of that game both cried and cried and celebrated together. It was certainly a real spectacle that day. I mean, we got there and it was the noise was incredible. Lazio's quarter van Nord was huge. Our boys were massive that game. It was incredible. Stefan de Vrij, wow, that game. I mean, I remember at one point he sort of hid his face under his train top. He wanted the cameras to go away because everyone knew that he was playing a game that, you know, obviously for Lazio, but how he would affect the game was incredible because obviously he was going to the blue and black side of Milan and they were both playing for the Champions League and it was a messy situation for him. But wow, how events unfolded. Lazio led 2-1 with 12 minutes remaining against Inter in a game that they only needed to draw to qualify for the Champions League. And it was De Vrij who gave away the penalty, scything down at Mario Icardi. The Argentinian converted and Inter went on to win 3-2. But let's talk a bit more about that. I mean, look, there's so many things that happened in that game. Senad Lulic got himself sent off for his needless second yellow, even before the penalty. And Lazio's manager, let's not forget, Simone Inzaghi, ceded the initiative by taking off a lone striker Immobile because of this and replaced him with Jordan Lukaku. The whole thing was crazy. You know, De Vrij was forced into a challenge. It was, as a result of one of his teammates' mistakes, actually. And Adair was granted way too much space. He played the ball over the top for Icardi. His run should have been tracked by Bastos. Thomas Kroskoste should have been quicker. But look, De Vrij was left scrambling. Critics might say, I don't know if doing so he allowed Icardi to breeze past him and bury a shot from open play. Who knows? But listen, it was a crazy, crazy situation. And listen, Inter thought they were out of the game very, very early on. The dilemma facing Inzaghi after, you know, they were already without key men like Luis Alberto and Marco Parolo, who'd done a lot for them in that game. But yeah, I mean, Inter, let's not forget, as we said before, you know, the game was to and fro and to and fro, and the emotion in that game was incredible because Inter had not been in the Champions League for a very, very long time. Let's not forget that. And, you know, look, Lazio were an exceptional team that season. You know, Simone Inzaghi, after the game, had said that Lazio were 1 centimetre away from everything in that season. But the Nerazzurri didn't feel a great deal of sympathy at the Olimpico. You know, we've had some bad games there. Don't forget, you know, the 4-2, 5th of May 2002, which we never want to remember. But listen, the long-standing twinning, or Gamalgio, excuse my Italian, meant that the number of Inter supporters attending the game was between 12 and 15,000. So proud to say I was one of them that day. And we did celebrate long into the night after that. But the most interesting part of this game is obviously, you know, Mario Icardi gets the penalty. Oh, I can't explain how much everything went into raptures. The stadium that day was just crazy. Lazio fans were amazing because, and so were the Inter fans. When Lazio went to 2-1 up, when they were scoring, Inter fans, there was no problems. It was almost okay because Lazio played well. You couldn't say anything about it. And when Inter, you had to feel a little bit for Lazio that day because their fans were exceptional. Our fans were exceptional. There was a real loving in a sense that day. But when Icardi scores the penalty, everything goes through the roof. But that wasn't it, was it? Because then the minutes are ticking away. It is getting deep into injury time. The Olympico was just, it was a beautiful, well, we talked about signing of the summer, excuse my pun, but this was typically summer nights, the best you could potentially ever want to experience. And I've been to some big games. I remember being at, like, for instance, when we won the championship in 2006. Wow, being there on the last day of the season. I've been to many, many games, many derbies, all sorts of different games. But, you know, just this was probably one of the most emotional games. Just really quickly before I talk to you about the end game, which was, as I said before, you know, absolutely spectacular. Our lineup that day, just to be a bit of nostalgia, probably should have done this at the start, but didn't. Handanovic is in goal. Okay. João Cancelo, Milan Skriniar, Miranda, and the legendary Daniel D'Ambrosio. Big loving of mine, that boy. Vecino, Brozovic, and then in front of him was Kondreva, Rafinha, Perisic, another great player for me, and Mauro Icardi. And right at the last, a corner comes in and Vecino gets the header. And you watch that again on YouTube and you can hear that famous egol, 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 egol. And the stadium, I am not kidding you, went through the roof. I was hugging people I'd never met. There was a guy literally next to me taking his clothes off in excitement. It was crazy. My wife was hugging this other woman I'd never met in my life. I was like, what is going on? The flares were going off. Pacino's coming running over. Everyone's running down towards the pitch in the stadium near the goal. And, oh, there's people, grown men crying. We were back in the Champions League. I swear to God, my wife said to me that day, she went, we completed sport. I was like, it's a great line. I was like, how's it ever going to get better than this? I mean, don't get me wrong, there is the Champions League final. There's loads of different ones, but that day was spectacular. And so it is with that that I beg you all to do two things, please. Well, no, more than two things. One, download Jan Sommer's highlight reels and just enjoy and appreciate how good he's been. Download the highlights of Lazio 2, Inter 3. In 2018, and just watch the passion of the fans in that stadium and the quality of the game. And yeah, and the one last thing I would like you to do, if you like this podcast, if you would like to leave a review on wherever you get your podcast from, give me a rating, or give us a rating, should I say, and any comments would be great. I am Richard Hall, at RichHall80 on Twitter. Please give me a follow. Give Inter, of course, on all those socials, a follow as well. And also, if you ever have any questions for the podcast, hit me up on Twitter and I will happily try and answer them. So from me, it's ciao for now. Forza Inter, let's go beat Lazio. Le mie gioie, tutti i miei guai. Io amo l'Inter. Milano siamo solo noi. E so soltanto che allo stadio un giorno ci porterò mio figlio.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.